Blog Talk Radio.
Fist up for the one that got away. When we left for dead, you're the one we gotta say. Framed by the pigs way back in Jersey. The only thing you really free to do is serve. When you fight for your rights and you stand, watching for the man, on drugs in your land, guns in your hand. Yes, Mando, come and tell, bro. Don't he open any letters, hit this with a come and tell, bro. Whips and chains, whips and chains. Been around waiting for the shit to change. Your point fingers not acting, just complain. Started in fight, just to strip the blame. Kids getting off for murder, nobody pushing it further. Bunch of lost sheep out here looking for a herder. Killed off our leaders, what the fuck you expect? Violence need to be the only thing you respect. I watch news clips today. America had always got some shit to say. Terror breeds terror, just drop bombs. Some mothers and their kids, yeah, just today. But shit, I don't wanna talk right now. Took another bullet to my heart right now. So Bobby cut my neck so they wouldn't shoot their weapons. Seen his mama get the news, yeah, it's all right now. Now whips and chains, whips and chains. The American way, slaying whips and chains. Kill Martin, but you'll never get a status. Kill Malcolm, but you'll never get a status. Whips and chains, whips and chains. The American way, slaying whips and chains. Kill Bobby, but you'll never get a status. Kill Fred, but you'll never get a status. Crips and blood, pimps and thugs. Nobody kill their brother, nigga, just because you created these conditions. Racism, segregation in LA. Fed kids on the phone with the hate. Chase the Panthers out the state. Whoa, run, go inside a run. Tortured that woman in a cell. Broke her out of jail. Now you wanna spare propaganda, but we woke up. No more for you to sell. Devils go to hell. Fred Hampton in the inner city. Building unity with gangs. They working with it. CIA did everything they could to flood the hoods with heroin. At the same time, passed away our heroines. But I don't wanna talk right now. Took another bullet to my heart right now. Drug Fred fell asleep inside his bed. Then they shot him dead, bottle in a sack. Yeah, it's all right now. Now whips and chains, whips and chains. The American way, plays whips and chains. Kill Bobby, but you'll never get a stutter. Kill Fred, but you'll never get a stutter. Whips and chains, whips and chains. The American way, plays whips and chains. Kill Sophie, but you'll never get a stutter. Kill Huey, but you'll never get a stutter. Kill King, kill X, kill Fred.
She escaped, you put a bounty on her head.
Poison water in the air and the food.
We already dead, so what else we got to lose?
Once we realize the power that we have as a people and put our minds together, we unite to defeat you. Question lies they teach you. Don't conform to authority, cause under uniforms, human bonds that bleed to.
No justice, no peace, what the people say. The indigo's finna go rise and lead the way. 154 cops, but where's that for Trayvon, Grant Rice, Mike Brown, and Freddie Gray?
I don't wanna talk right now. Took another bullet to my heart right now. Everybody's gone, now they wanna start
and
touch us about the revolution, yeah, it's about to start right now.
I have advocated, and I still advocate, revolutionary changes in the structure and in the principles that govern the United States. I advocate self-determination for my people and for all oppressed people inside the United States. I advocate an end to capitalist exploitation, the abolition of racist policies, the eradication of sexism, and the elimination of political repression. If that is a crime, then I am totally guilty.
Whips and chains, whips and chains. The American way plays whips and chains. Kill Martin, but you'll never get a stutter. Kill Malcolm, but you'll never get a stutter. Whips and chains, whips and chains. The American way plays whips and chains. Kill Fred, but you'll never get a stutter. Kill Huey, but you'll never get a stutter.
Damn thing went off the net, bro. Can you believe it? Black.
Listening to Black Power Radio.
I'm your host, the Shaky Man, Mark Abdullah Kareem. We're live here on Black Power Radio in the beautiful city of Washington, D.C. We want to welcome you to yet another episode of Black Power Radio, giving you actually more of what you listen to radio for. We are the cubs of the most honorable Dr. Khalid Abdul Muhammad, and we have come through a chain of leadership with the Attorney General and the Chairman Emeritus, our leader, teacher, and guide right up in here today, the Attorney Malika Zulu Shabazz, and we have come via the chain that links to our beloved National Chairman and General Minister Hashim Akhenaten Nzinga. I am the Shaky Man, the National Spokesman of the New Black Panther Party for Self-Defense, and we're here tonight with a very special edition of Black Power Radio. We're going to talk a bit about Martin Luther King and his assassination, and we're going to talk a bit about the execution in Virginia Beach. We have a few of those online. We have Washington, D.C. chapter online. We got us some North Carolina online. We're going to get live right here tonight. As you were listening to Marvin Gaye and others, had a couple of sabotages guided my text, and all of that just happened a few minutes ago. But, I mean, what's life without a challenge? We have to keep everything moving, brother and sister. Remain focused, and I know we'll be successful. We got a guaranteed formula for success. The Honorable Dr. Khalid Abdul Muhammad teaches us that black revolution is the only solution for black people at this hour. And nothing has changed from the assassination of, I don't know if you want to call it out, at King or Nat Turner. Wherever you start, use an ancestor to get everybody free. That's a formula. I know it works. But it doesn't work until you use it against your open and vicious enemies. And with that said, we're going to pump these lines tonight for whatever it's worth and see what you got in the place of your birth and your geographical location. I want you to talk about something tonight that may be unique to your geographical location and may not be going on in the rest of the world. But I do want you to talk about it, and I want you to talk black tonight, specifically to talk black, because you're live on Black Power Radio. I want to go directly to Ross Jelani Simba and some of the situations there in Virginia Beach. Should be live. I think he can give us an update on what is taking place there. Just some shootings on Virginia Beach. As Ross Jelani and I know, both of us being from there, that every couple of years something got to break out, and here it is, right? It is. We bring you Ross Jelani Simba, straight out of the Norfolk and the Tidewater area, pushing up and down some Hampton Roads, Virginia. Talk black to us, Ross Jelani Simba. What's taking place in Virginia Beach, beloved? Assalamu alaikum and Black Power. Hope you can pick him up. Are you there with us at Ross Jelani Simba at 757-372? You're live on Black Power Radio. Okay, I can hear some. I get an echo. We may have to move on. We may have to pump back to him. I'm going to go down and try Janae's network at New Black Panther Party in D.C. You're live on Black Power Radio. Black Power? Somebody can talk. Can you talk black at 202-221? You're live on Black Power Radio.
Black Power, comrade. Black Power.
Black Power, comrade. We got us some beloved Stephen Biko, straight out of D.C., running that Defense Department right down there and pushing up on the Justice Department for the Black Panthers. Talk black to us and tell us what's happening up in some black D.C., Chocolate City. Talk black to us.
Yes, sir. All roads lead to Washington, D.C., April the 4th. The walk and the march from the Big Chair, MLK, all the way up to Shepherd's Park, MLK, and Malcolm X. We want to speak a little bit about the work that's being done in Washington, D.C. We have started a New Black Panther Party Self-Defense Washington, D.C. chapter, shoe program, clothing program, and we're working in concert with numerous Feed the People programs in the city under Chairwoman Janae, and we're doing a mighty work in Washington, D.C. We're going door to door. We're interacting with the people, as Dr. King would have had us do, as Dr. Khalid Abdul-Muhammad would have had us do, as Hashim and Zynga, the Honorable Hashim and Zynga would have had us do, and under the skillful and wise leadership of Attorney Malik Zulu Shabazz, we are boots on the ground in Washington, D.C., and we're trying to set the standard for social interacting, inner city dialogue, and we're trying to resolve some of the issues within our street tribes in our city, because we understand that we need programmatic solutions. We don't just need to sit down and talk to our people. We need to have programs in place that address the issues after the conversations take place. Our people are traumatized people, as you stated on several occasions, dear national spokesman, when you stated to us that we need to put our hands in the people's hands and let them know that we're here. We ain't going nowhere. And we need to have dialogue with them. We need to have programs that seriously sit down with them and address these personal traumas. A lot of the things that are going on with the black-on-black violence in our cities come from deep-seated traumas that our people have suffered over time. So we need to have dialogue with them and programs after that dialogue. And under your leadership, under the leadership of the chairwoman, under the direction of Chairman Emeritus Malik Zulu Shabazz, and the Movement for Black Power in Washington, D.C., we're on the move. Black Power.
Black Power, beloved. Black Power. Now, tell me a little bit more about that, Marcel. Now, they say they got the big chair involved. People talking about Shepherd Parr. People talking about civil rights can't work with black revolutionaries. Talk black to us a little something on how can we get the civil rights and this revolutionary to team up and do some work on the ills and problems of people in Washington, D.C., sir.
Yes, sir. What's happening and what is transpiring on the 4th is that we're moving forward with a movement that is touching every city in this country. There is a campaign going on by the New Black Panther Party under the guidance of Dr. Malik Zulu Shabazz, where we're going to every major city. It's not just a book signing campaign, but it is a movement towards black power, black economic stability, a strong black military, and we're addressing issues within each deals with police brutality, that deals with gentrification, that deals with the abuse that our women suffer, that deals with the misguidance that our children are receiving that causes them to engage in lifestyles that are self-destructive, lifestyles that leads to a early demise. We're faced with, in Washington, D.C., a birth rate and a death rate. Our young men are moving fast towards becoming an endangered species. So this march is designed to address those issues. Shepherd Park is the place to be. Why? Because we're going to have workshops in place. We're going to have bands in place. We're going to have activities for our young people. We're going to have discussions where our adults can discuss issues that they're facing within our neighborhoods, within our various domiciles that adversely affect the health and well-being of our various living environments. What's happening in D.C. is an atrocity. We can't say that the government of D.C. is solely responsible, but we can say that they play a major part in what's going on in the city. However, we're talking about black power. We're talking about black empowerment. We cannot move towards black power and black liberation unless we have community involvement. The people in the community have to be involved in the revitalization of their communities. If this is not happening, then they cannot value what role we play in trying to shape up their communities. We have numerous elements inside of the black community that serve as a detriment to the community. I was watching Old Lives where you yourself, national spokesman, and the chairwoman, Sister Janae, where y'all confronted store owners, liquor store owners, various establishment owners that are pushing products in our neighborhoods, in our domiciles that are contributing to the demise of our communities. And these store owners, these restaurants, these liquor stores are not doing anything to help enhance the moral fabric of our communities. So what we're saying, along with the ANC, we spoke with them day before yesterday. Yes, Brother Salim with the ANC. The new Black Panther Party is in solidarity with the ANC in Ward 8. And we're saying to the store owners, that liquor store owner that's at the corner of Martin Luther King and Malcolm X, we're saying to them that because of the destruction that you have brought to this community, we're saying that your time clock has started ticking. We're going to confront those issues, and we're going to tell them either you shape up or we're going to ship you out, point blank, period. The new Black Panther Party is playing no games when it comes to the health and well-being of our people. Saturday, there will be a summit on Saturday. There will be a leadership summit on Saturday. It's slated for Saturday, but that may change. However, on Sunday, we need all of the residents in Washington, D.C. to come out because we're going to be talking about civil rights, human rights, police brutality, the political prisoner situation that is going on all over the country. Imam Akbar has been on a consistent basis. I have to say this. On a consistent basis, going from city to city, press conference after press conference, awakening the consciousness of our people to the need for political consciousness, for the need for cultural awareness, for the need for community involvement. We have to get involved with the revitalization and the empowerment of our own communities. We can't consistently be out here talking about Black Lives Matter until Black lives are valued by Black people. So this Black Power movement is not just a Black Power organization, not just a Black Power initiative. It is a Black Power movement. Anything that is moving is in motion. So we're saying that force times distance equals work. So we're not asking you, we're telling you that freedom is not free. It requires sacrifice, it requires consistency, and it requires boots on the ground. We can't just come in your community and straighten up for one day. We need you to come out of your homes and walk with us, talk with us, interact with us, and network with us in your communities. We've understood that when Black folk come out of their homes and help us to clean up their communities, they're more apt at that point when they see somebody coming in and destroying the moral fabric of their community. They're more apt at that point. They're more apt at that point when they see somebody come in after they've taken their time and their energy to help us clean it up. They're more apt when they see somebody coming in destroying it to check them right then and there and say, look here, man, this is a no disaster zone. You can't come around here doing this anymore. You can't come around here with your drugs anymore. You can't come around here with your violence anymore. You can't come around here with your exploitation of the people anymore. You can't come around here with your extortion tactics, making the people afraid to come out of their own homes. You can't do that anymore. Why? Because there is a presence here. There's a presence here that has restored pride, dignity, and self-respect inside of our communities. And we're saying that the new Black Panther Party for Self-Defense, Washington, D.C. chapter, is that present. Black power.
Black power. But see, you're actually talking something new. It seems to new to merge revolutionary and a black power movement such as civil rights, urban league, community action, whatever coalitions and alliances that have been established on the forefront and the United Black Front, that they can team with a revolutionary and get this kind of productivity, sir?
Yes, sir. What's happening now is that the language for this Black Power Initiative has changed. We're not an exclusionary organization. We're not an exclusionary movement. We're saying that if your organization shares our objective, if your organization lines up with the 9 local objectives where we're trying to revitalize, where we're trying to build up our residential areas, if you're trying to work with us, we're willing to work with you. Long gone are the days where Black nationalist organizations can't work with civil rights organizations. Civil rights move us towards human rights, so we have to understand what our civil rights are. Because once we understand what our civil rights are, then we know that certain things cannot be done to us within our communities. Then we move towards human rights. And that's where your Black Power Initiative comes from. That's where your Black nationalism comes from. Black nationalism is the buttress for the civil rights movement. The civil rights movement would have had no success. The civil rights movement would have had no success whatsoever if Malcolm and Martin did not team up at some point in that struggle. Malcolm was the alternative. He told white folks off the break, He told him off the break, brother. And you were around during that time, brother. You know
yes, sir.
Malcolm told them if they didn't listen to King, he was the alternative. So what we're saying to the people and to the government is this. If you don't give the people the rights that they deserve, then there is a strong, fat military coming behind the people's needs and the people's interests to ensure that those needs and those interests are actually put into play.
That's right. That's right. Yes, sir. He indicated that revolution gets a little muddy and potentially will get a little bloody when it comes down to getting the rights of the people and freedom and taking charge of the health and medicine, the politics, the science and economics and socialism, culturalism in your own black community. That kind of struggle, that revolution can get bloody when necessary. Black power?
Absolutely. Black power.
Yes, sir. Black power. So, brother, we thank you so much for your great contribution tonight here on Black Power Radio. And if there's any last comments that may be concerning the upcoming, I hear there's a walk and there's a march and there's some just some speakers that are going to bring home the value systems for the black community. And we're just so happy. We're excited about it over here at Black Power Radio.
Yes, sir. We are elated. Excitement is the word, brother. I'm telling you, for tonight, that is the word, excited, because we understand that to be excited means that you are ignited, right? So that's where we are right now. We are a match that has been lit, and we're going to set fire to injustice. We're going to set fire to the violation of our civil rights, the violation of our human rights. You have a myriad of speakers that are coming out. You have Black Lawyers for Justice. You have Attorney Malik Zulu Shabazz. You have yourself, the national spokesman. You have the chairwoman, Sister Janae. She's going to be speaking on behalf of the D.C. chapter of the New Black Panther Party. You have the Ministry of Health that's going to be out there. You have numerous grassroots movements and organizations that will be present that will be addressing the social ills that adversely affect our neighborhoods, that adversely affect the city of Washington, D.C. We have members from the government that are actually representatives of the people and not representatives of the government. So it is important for everybody who is a citizen of the District of Columbia and the surrounding areas, because we're coming to a city near you. So we need to have everybody present so that they can take this message back to wherever it is that they may be traveling from. We have people coming from out of state. We have other people coming from other countries that are coming here. So we need them to pay attention very carefully to the message that's being given out at this march, at this rally. We're not only going to be marching from the big chair on the corner of Good Hope and MLK up to Malcolm X and MLK. No, we're going to be dialoguing along that walk. We're going to be networking, interacting with the residents along that march. So we need people to understand that it is important for their presence to be there. In unity, there is strength.
Yes, sir. Well, certainly, we are thankful that you are a torchbearer of this message for black people and an upliftment and moving the black people of Washington, D.C. to another level, but thereby moving people in other nations and around this country in particular, or they don't even call it, because some call it a corporation, but nevertheless, moving the people that have like minds towards another level of our development. And I'm happy to have you on tonight. Thank you so much for your contribution.
Sir. Black power.
Assalamu alaikum and black power.
Wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Black power.
That goes Brother Stephen Biko, Washington chapter, and getting all those things going with the mercy and the grace of Allah. So we bind up the island. We move on down to North Carolina call. We got a 704. 912, you're actually live here on Black Power Radio. Black Power?
Black Power, Brother Outbar.
Okay, Black Power. Thank you for coming on, Black
Power.
This is Keith
Stab, Brother Press.
How
y'all doing tonight, man? Black Power to everybody on the line. I hope everything all is well. Everything is not all well in Charlotte.
Trying to get everybody here.
Yeah, like last week, I'm going to be short and brief. We were dealing with a police shooting down in Charlotte, North Carolina. U.S. Marshals killed a brother right here in front of his nephew. And I got my field marshal brother face reaching out to the family to see on the behalf of the New Black Panther Party, where should we go and what can we do to assist? So right now, we're just focused on being there for our community and unite the people one at a time, which we are doing. Ever since the event we threw down here, we had people wanting to join and want to be a part of something special. You know, so therefore saying, I'm looking forward for the Tulsa of Oklahoma Black Wall Street anniversary. That'll be a historic date in my lifetime as far as any new comrades coming into this Black Revolutionary Party. It's going to be a historic day because a lot of things changed the landscape of this America with 3Ks when they burnt it down. We'll just imagine where we'll be at if we had the Black Wall Street today. We wouldn't even be suffering the way we'd be suffering. We wouldn't even be having to form up and try to unite our people because, for one, now these days and times, we are hard-headed. We are stubborn. We are sometimes we can be ignorant. Sometimes we cannot use common sense. The reason why I say that is because we always try to outdo the next person instead of trying to be on the same level as that person to come together to get the common goal. We all fighting the common goal. We all got one mission to accomplish, and that's to get back to being Black, you know. And the only way, like the brother said, we are becoming extinct. You know, we are Black men at that are coming extinct. So now we got to focus on the youth. Because the youth out in this generation is going to take this Black movement to the future and beyond. Without the youth and us reaching the youth, how can this Black revolution continue? I just would like to say that. Long live Hashim Ekinatan Nzinga. Long live Khalid Abdul Muhammad. Long live to all the revolutionaries that sacrificed their life. Free all the revolutionaries that's behind those corrupted walls that's doing time for the freedom of our Black people. We have to get back. It's time for us to gain a little trust and gain a little heart and get on these front lines and show them Black is nothing to mess with. Black power, Black power, Black power.
Black power,
Black strong Black revolutionary, the Black that goddamn call.
Black power. And in making that call with a strong Black military to actually block the goddamn call. But on that strength, we have two revolutionaries in particular that we had work to free our own political prisoners. And most Black people, Brother Preston, are not familiar with our political prisoners. One in particular, Mumia Abu-Jamal, probably has been on death row the longest. And the people come from Finland, Japan, all over to free him. The H-Rap Brown, the Imam Jamil Abdullah Alameen, and then you go on down the line, Dr. Malachi G. Yorker. These are writers, authors, educators, teachers, and leaders of the Black community that have been just swept away. And you watch all of these criminals being released with just a signature and a document from the, I guess they call him President of the United Snakes, of freeing the real criminals and locking up our revolutionaries, locking up our freedom fighters, and then holding them damn near to death do them part, and they release them now when they're almost halfway gone. So we need to do something, because Dr. Khalid Abdul-Muhammad also left us a commandment. At one point, we get tired of the bullshit, and we have to bomb rush this cracker, take Black, our social and political prisoners, from a low-down, dirty, a low-down, filthy, dirty white man. That statement for the Honorable Dr. Khalid Abdul-Muhammad. Black power.
Black power, yes, Brother Arbaugh.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. So we know we have to put a different type of, that's what we're saying, new. We would say New Charlotte got to get out and do that, and New Norfolk, and New D.C., and the new Black Panther movement, and a new Black Panther got to put new, because we're in the middle of the second insurrection, see, and the second resurrection of that insurrection. And we're looking back from Nat Turner to, whether you use Frederick Douglass or William Edward Booker or Du Bois, you use Marcus Mosiah Garvey, or if you use Honorable Drew Ali or Mohammed Elijah Muhammad. It doesn't matter which one. They will get you free if you're trying to get free at this hour. Is that right, Black Power?
Black power. Black power. Black power.
Yes, sir. Black power. We're going to have to want that freedom. But thank you, beloved Brother Preston, for giving your contribution tonight to Black Power Radio. And we hope you continue to listen, to continue to support, and spread the word. As you know, you can get us at 646-478-4447 every Sunday and every Monday at 8. Tune into Black Power Radio, and you can get your black on up in here. Thank you, and assalamu alaikum, and Black Power.
Like assalam, Brother Alvar.
Black power to you and to your family, beloved, and your family. We'll never forget about that black family. Black power. As we move down the line, we're in the middle of the rumble here at Black Power Radio, and we're moving and grooving. I'm going to pick up another 757. I got some 301 out there. I've got some 757. I'm going to go down to Brother Charles. I've got another 757-510. I think it's Brother Charles in Norfolk. You're live on Black Power Radio. Black Power. Number 757, they're having a little trouble, a little difficulty connecting in. Is it about 757-510? You're live on Black Power Radio. Okay. On somebody cruising, somebody just might be snoozing. But we're watching us some 619. 619 is right there at 708. 619-708. You're live on Black Power Radio. Black Power at 619-708. I hope it's not a technical piece. At 619-619-708, you're live on Black Power Radio.
Black Power, brother. I'm just listening.
Okay. I didn't want to slide too hard on you. Who do we have on that 619? That's an odd area code. 619-708. Give us your name and where you're calling from.
This is Brother Talib. I'm actually calling from Detroit, Michigan, but I have the San Diego, California area code. I once lived in the San Diego, California area, but I relocated out here to Michigan.
Go ahead, Brother Talib, man. I mean, what made you tune into Black Power Radio tonight?
I've been tuning in for quite some time. I've always been a supporter, so this is not my first time.
And you've been a contributor, and you were tracking down the water force at one point, and some other things. I know you were quite busy out there. Detroit tends to make you a little busy, huh?
Absolutely.
And I'll tell you, it has its own set of challenges. I mean, I won't go into the too deep, but we thank you for listening tonight, Brother Talib. And I say to you again, assalamu alaikum, my brother. And
alaikum salam, black man.
We just happy to have you. I mean, I'm overjoyed. I wish I could get you over here. I don't want to predict that you can't get here. But we're having a big march and a walk in Washington, D.C. on 04-04-21. That's April the 4th. Some call it Easter Sunday. Some say it's the Sunday they executed Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. But we're saying that it's a time for liberation, a time for black revolution, and going over our notes, it's a time for Black Panther education, and we're ready to rock the black nation. I mean, what say you, Brother Tyler?
Brother, I will not physically be able to be there, but I definitely support the move. I think it's long overdue.
Okay. Man, well, that's a strong black stand to stick a strong black stand with a black man that's got a black plan in his right hand. Yes, sir. We could make that move. That type of what Dr. King talked about, the unethical practice of police brutality, he said that will not end until we decide to end it. It won't stop until we stop it. And he said that we will not gain freedom. He was talking about black people will not get free until we end the unethical practice of police brutality, because he was himself a victim of police brutality. My. And think if we pick this up in a forthright way, and to manage it forthrightly, then we can end this relationship of unethical practice called police brutality, unnecessary use of excessive force, and in particular, the unethical use of what? Unnecessary, excessive, deadly force when you're killing black people with this police brutality. I mean, what do you think about that?
I think it was Dr. King who said a man can't ride your back unless it's bent. And so now it's time for us to stand up.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir, man. Well, brother, we stand with you, Brother Talib, and in Detroit. I know that the movement's going to be there. We're going all over the country with the message of freedom and justice, equality, the message of black revolution, the message of ending all forms of white nationalism, all forms of police brutality, and we're going up with education, up with self-government, and up with managing the justice in our hands. Don't let them take your economics. Dr. King said to take your money out from a cracker's bank. He specifically talked about that, taking your money out of the white man's bank and putting it right in the black bank. Dr. King said that. That was a revolutionary position in the mid-60s, talking about taking your money out of cracker's bank and putting it in a black man's hand and manage your own wealth, your own sports and entertainment, Muhammad Ali, Stevie Wonder, and those that followed up from Lena Horne and some others that move independent concept for sports and entertainment from Jack Johnson and some of those that didn't mind knocking these crackers out and moving them out to your business. You got to take a strong Frederick Douglass position that until all of us get free and none of us free until we can free everybody. And none of us are free until we get rid of this police brutality. And damn it, we get rid of whenever we decide to do it. That's when we make a major decision. And when we get collective and collective solidarity, when we do the Ma'at, the Umoja, and the Tawheed, for some real black unity and some real black expression and self-determination, damn it, you up your mighty nation, you can accomplish whatever you will. Black power?
Black power, ashe.
Ashe. We'll see you soon over there, Brother Tyler. We'll be over Detroit, all right? Black power, sir.
Yes,
assalamu alaikum.
Walaikum salam.
I go with Brother Tyler way over there in Detroit, keeping the mellow for us until we can get there. Oh, my. Someone should say boom chakalaka in New Orleans. Well, man, come on here. 504 and 432. We're talking live, probably Brother Harold, way down in New Orleans. But we coming to you. We talked to me, you, and Zulu just a few days ago. We got Brother Harold. It's live from 504 and 432. You're live. Black power. We got 504 and 432. You're live on Black Power Radio. And these crackers are playing with my stuff tonight, man. I know all those lies are not empty. It's just some crazy stuff that they got in my business the wrong way. At the early part of the show, we straightened out the board, straightened out the music, got it back on. Now we're trying to get Brother Harold down in New Orleans, which we know that's a live wire. And that's one of my hottest callers there. So something's going on the switchboard, brother and sister. There's nothing. It's way beyond my control at this moment. But we're still going to keep it moving. We'll try to get back to you, Brother Harold, at 504-504 going once, 504-432. Your chance to be live. Black power, hope he ain't cruising or snoozing. But keep it black and strong, how we be black to you. Can you run away? We might have to get to talk to you on another day. Black power at 248-225. You're live on Black Power Radio. See if we can get it black and moving. Crackers, I'm playing with my lines tonight, boy. Some kind of got it. He came under 111 and did something spooky to my studio. Just got my studio acting weird. But anyhow, 248, your line is open. I wish there was another way I could flip these callers and restart the show. But I'm going to go ahead and push it for 248-225. You're live on Black Power Radio. Damn shame. 248. That's far too many callers, man. That's something's twisted out here tonight. We're at 248. We're going to go to the bottom and pick them up. We can see you at 832 down there. Texas is on the line coming next. We're working with you at 248. 225. You can go live. That's your chance to get on board with us. 248 going once. 248. 225 going twice. 248, you're actually gone, and we're going to swoop down to Texas and pick it up. if we can ever get this to stop spinning. Black power, everything's processing weird right now, but go ahead. Pick it up at 432-483. You're actually live here on Black Power Radio. Black Power? We can actually hear you. We can hear your background at 832-832-832-483. 832-483. You're live on Black Power Radio. I can hear the background noise. Can't get them to speak. I hope they're getting the sound now. Are you getting any sound? Testing on 832. 832-483, you're live. Black Power? They may be away from the radio. We're going to get them back. I'm going to go to the top of the key and shoot the three. Come on. Black Power, Black Power. At 832, at 483, I know they live on that line. 832-483, you're live on Black Power Radio. And we keep it moving. 832-832 going once at 483. 832-483, you're live on Black Power Radio. We're rocking. We're on the move. Go to the top of the key, shoot the three. Got 301. It better be live on 301. I'm going to shut the studio down. But go ahead with it. We're going to try it one more time at 301.
Black Power.
301.
Black Power.
682. Black Power.
Black Power. I'm sorry. I didn't hear the last three numbers. Black Power. Black Power. Can you hear me?
Black Power. And a strong black military
black.
With a black that goddamn call. Black Power.
I'm always going to be there to black that goddamn call. You know that's right. And I hear Brother Preston was on here looking like David Ruffin. Hey, bad David Ruffin, though. Hey, you know, I was thinking earlier, but sometime I get on here and I get real too serious. So it ain't got to be all that serious sometimes. Because I was thinking a funny thing happened to me on the way to work the other day. I stopped to get a dog at the shelter, and they had this cute little pit bull. And I say, what was his name? And they say his name. He responds to Whitey. And I say, low-down, mangy dog named Whitey. I say, I don't think I can do it because people would take it the wrong way. You know what I'm saying? They take it the wrong way. They look at that Black Panther got a dog and calling him Whitey and say, sit down, Whitey. You know what I'm saying? So I'm just saying, sometimes real on a serious tip, can you still hear me, Jake? We rocking and rolling.
Yeah, Black Power, Black Power. So we're gonna
okay,
be live.
You know, I'll be going to the mountains up here in West Virginia. Now we got a thing coming up on March 4th. We're gonna be over to buy the big chair in Southeast Washington D.C.
We're gonna try that. We're gonna try that again. Try it one more time on April the 4th, right? We'll get that date.
Yes,
right.
Sir. Yes,
April,
sir.
Fourth
April 4th.
Month and the 4th day.
And that
marks the assassination of Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Black Power?
Uh-huh. Black Power. Black Power. And also, I wanted to tell you that I think the reparations are long overdue. Fellas, I think y'all need to get ready to get the reparations ready for your lady. Now, I don't know what kind of reparations y'all have to give up, because I'm poor, so I have to do manual chores. That's all up to you. If you cook, then you've got to cook. And you know what I'm saying? You got to do the reparations for the ladies, fellas. You got to do the ladies, the reparations. But the ladies, the reparations is on the way. And also, we need reparations for Black Power Radio. And this is no joke. I'm trying to send them in $1. And then I say, how much did we get? And they say, $1. I'm like, all right, somebody out there else other than me, please send them $1. And then I need 10 other people. Come on, y'all. Y'all know what y'all can do. Stop this nonsense. Y'all got to stand up for black awareness, black unity, black sovereignty. And sovereignty, that means that you got your own everything. That means I call 911 and said, what's the emergency? I said, I need the Chinese Army to come over here. And I called the Chinese Army. They said, well, you're going to have to call the U.S. Embassy to come over here. And then I called the U.S. Embassy and said, well, I'm sorry, you're going to have to go back to 911 again. And I said, what's your emergency? And then next thing you know, you call the Mexican Army, and they say, I'm sorry, we can't come. You got to call the U.S. Embassy. And then I tried to call Jimmy John. And Jimmy John said, we'd be right over. And then I called the Black Panthers, and guess what? We showed up before Jimmy John did. You know what I'm saying? I'm just saying we got to keep it light sometimes. And so we give you more of what you listen to your radio for. You know, entertainment sometimes, too. So I'm going to go on the entertainment tip tonight. You know, like when I had my rooster. I used to have a pet rooster because my, no, seriously, I had a pet rooster. Because I looked at the sign in the hallway where I lived in the building, and it said, no cats, no dogs. So I got a rooster, and I put him on a little leash, right? A little bitty leash, right? A little Velcro leash, because, you know, a rooster got a little neck, right? So I put a little Velcro leash on, and my landlord said, you can't have no pets in here. I said, the sign says no cats and no dogs. So the rooster crowing at 4 o'clock in the morning, and he loud as shit. I'm like looking at him. I try to put duct tape around his beak. You know what I'm saying? I'm trying to be humane because I look at him with my BB gun a couple of times. I say, you better stop. And he's like, ah! You know what I'm saying? So don't never get a rooster as a pet because that's a loud little motherfucker. That's why you'll never see no rooster on a farm. They be barbecued up. You're like, what happened to the rooster? They say, what rooster? You know what I'm saying? But Black Power, and we give you more to what you would listen to your radio for. Oh, did we give them anything for the numerically enhanced? The numerically enhanced need to get up off some bucks. Here we go. $, I'm going to say it slow. 77 Baker. 77 Baker. $, 77 Baker. $, 77 Baker, B-A-K-E-R-S, all capital letters. So somebody send in the dollar check. I got a dollar this week because the ladies is asking for reparations this week, so I'm broke. All right? Somebody send in my dollar plus $800, and let's do this right. I know I sound like I'm drinking or something, but I'm not. I just want to keep it light and keep it humorous. Because sometimes I go into that dark world, and, you know, they ain't good for nobody. You know what I'm saying? Nobody except the enemy. That's when the enemy knows. Is Black Lightning coming? Oh, God. Anyway, Black Power to the Black, King out there. And Chairman Emeritus Malik Zulu Shabazz, Hajima Zinga, long live Hajima Zinga, and everybody get the Book of Khalid. It's out now on bookofkhalid.com, on Amazon, or you can just get it from us. Black Power, Black Power.
Black Power, Black Power. Thank you, Black Lightning, for making your contributions here tonight on Black Power Radio. Keep a light on for us. We'll be in West Virginia so quick it's going to give you whiplash. Black Power.
Black Power, sir.
Black Power, sir. We're so happy to have West Virginia on board. And I'm going to switch it back and go back to Tower. I'm going to try to pick it up on that 757-372. 757-372. You're live on Black Power Radio. Assalamu alaikum. Black Power, Black Power. I don't know why none of the 757s are working tonight. I don't know what has been done. But due to the extreme technical difficulties, we're going to have to probably bring it down because of the fact that I got just too many lines that are just not chiming in. Certain ones came in. Certain ones did not. None of Tidewater was able to make. Everything that had a 757 on it was locked out tonight. And those are some of our regular callers are not able to get through because of whatever technical difficulty there is. But we're going to just thank you for joining us on part two of the Martin Luther King Jr. assassination date. We have decided to do a walk and a march through the Black community and do that in the spirit of the Honorable Dr. Khalid Abdul-Muhammad,
and bring it together with Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. And he was just, he was a revolutionary. I mean, some people may say, well, he did this and that. Every time he was like confronting a cracker, getting a hose. The hose is so powerful, rip your skin. Getting a dog sick on your baby boy. And I met one of the mothers that the dog had bit his gut. And he never had any form of digestion from 16 years old to there about 60-some years. Went 40-some odd years with no digestion. And this brother was transformed because he was fighting the white man over the freedom to sit on a goddamn park bench, to sit at a fucking lunch counter, to get justice in a courtroom, some fair treatment on some jobs out here. And I know all you Malcolm, thinking Malcolm the only one has some sense, but if King had not come, as I frequently say here, you would go around the back door and say, hey, Mac Devils, or some call McDonald's, can you give me any fries to go with that shake? We have to understand the dynamics of divine power, divine intervention, and how that actually works. I am saying to you clearly that Christian Science will free you just like Islamic Science will free you, just like the Hebrew Science, just like the Kemetic Science will free you. And if you don't have enough science there, you can get science straight out of the Book of College that will free you at this hour. You can use any tool, whether it's Barbara Jordan's politics, Shirley Chisholm's consistency, Harriet Tubman's shotgun. Whatever it takes to get you free, brother and sister, is what we need to be using at this hour. I just want to say Black Power and just invited everybody to the big chair by high noon on Sunday. Can you not be square and make sure that you're there at the big chair on Martin Luther King Jr. and nearby Good Hope Road is where we're going to start now. Now, it's not as important how you start, but it's how you finish. And we plan to finish that march right there at Malcolm and Mott at Shepherd's Park is where we're going to be, right there at Shepherd's Park. That's where the rubber meets the road. Old Korean might have that liquor store open. When he hear that panther coming, he just closes his doors automatically. Because he thinks it's always a shutdown time. But we come in this time to deliver a message to Black people and to straighten out some of the conditions for Black people, to meet some of the needs of the Black people here in Washington, D.C., at home and abroad. We have those same needs in every major city. They're suffering the same problems. And we here to shake this cracker everywhere except loose. We can't never turn you loose, like Otis Redding was telling you. You can't turn you loose for nobody. And I don't love you, no, I just don't love you. Because he never shown love. Had a Bill of Rights, but the cracker ain't never been right. He had a Declaration of Independence that was his independence from another cracker, a bloody Brit called Cracker, released himself from the strange form of taxation, a strange relationship with the UK and the bloody Brit. We beat them with no sharpshooters, with no navy, because of divine intervention. They overestimated their ability to put the 13 colonizers on the backside. They underestimated the stratagems of war that was delivered by the Africans on that plantation. They tried to make a slave, keep him a slave. You could put my grave. It can't no grave hold my body down. Black power, when you got freedom on your mind, you can't enslave a man that's a broke free, man who's mentally and spiritually, intellectually free. You know what you do to the body? Oh, my spirit is rolling around in Africa. You can't hold me on a plantation. I got a whole Black nation. It don't take no village to raise no child. It took a whole Black nation to raise a Black revolutionary. And that's Black power. Black power with a strong Black military to Black that goddamn call. We need you, brother and sister. And we're pouring our heart out to you tonight to be at the big chair at high noon, to be at
Shepherd's Park in the afternoon and spend your afternoon with the New Black Panther Party, the New Black Power Movement, the New Black Panther Movement, with all those civil rights that have been appealing with legislation for years and going back and forth and passing those little laws that made life a little better sometimes. Oh, you got to reach out to them today. Somebody got to say, boom, chaka-laka, cracker, boom, chaka-laka, cracker. That came off of Sly Stone and his freedom. Say, I want to take you higher. We're going to have to take you higher. Oh, my. You got to take you up high, brother and sister, to get you off that plantation. And I ain't going to fault you. If your parents raised you a slave, I just won't fault you if you don't take your freedom and your justice in your hand and manage it for yourself. Now, that's your fault. It was their fault for talking you into a form of enslavement, a very peculiar brand of white supremacy enslavement. Not just ours. Very strange psychological set of circumstances for black people. But you can see your way out. You can beat your way out. You can sing your way out. You can box and shoot basketball and football, baseball your way out of here. But you can get the hell out of the slave camp. I know that's a fact today. And I just preach it until I can't preach no more. We just ask you, brother and sister, get on board for you for the freedom train right here. Boarding up at the big chair and going on down to Shepherd Park. I hope y'all love us and show us you can. If you can dial us black, you can call me at 202-550-8521. I will give you more information on the march. I will send you where you can get lots of more information about this march. I'm at 202 for the numerically pure at heart. I'm at 202-550-8521. If you want to help Black Power Radio, then put $77Bakers right there in your cash app. And do your thing, brother and sister. All contributions will be going to the New Black Panther Party, helping membership move around the country, helping membership to stay on these airways and keeping it black and keeping it strong. No matter what I said, no matter what I do, you already know. Whatever I could say, whatever I could do, Marvin Gaye always said it best.
wonderful, wonderful voice, the beautiful voice of our beloved brother from Washington, D.C., Marvin Gaye, saying that God is love. I'm going to try these last two callers. I've got one at 980, and I should have Fred. Is Fred coming right behind him? Let's see what we got here. At 980-273, your line should be live on Black Power Radio. Black Power? 980. Oh, my, that's a bad sign. 980-273. You're actually live on Black Power Radio. Are you there with me? Black Power? Or 757-372. You live? Can't get much of anything. Black Power, can you hear me clearly? That's going once. So let's see what we got to do right there. And we tried 980 at 273. If not, we're going to Fred is Fred. Let's see what we got. We're driving it like it's hot, driving like it's hot. We're going to go down here and talk to my main man. Somebody, I'm pretty sure he's in at 707-720. You're live on Black Power Radio. Black Power?
Black Power, everybody out there in D.C., what's going on?
Oh, man, we're getting ready for a big march on the big chair all the way down to Malcolm and Martin. We're going to be at Shepherd's Park. We're going to turn it inside out for black people, for black revolution, for Black Panther education, and for all those things they've done to us, from police brutality to assassination. Or we're going to check the crack a nation about the mistreatment of the black man, the black woman, and the mistreatment of all of our black children. Black Power?
Black Power. Yeah, I just got off, and I'm going to go to Walmart in a little bit and see what happened over there. But listen, we got to say, we got to put them down. We got to put them down. We can't play them all. We got to put them down like they put us down. But listen, everything we do on the radio show is beautiful and good for the people to understand what we stand for. Justice for all black people.
That's exactly right. Yes,
because like I said, everywhere we go, we have problem with the police and other organizations. But we're not going to let them do that to us. We're going to stand up and do what we got to do on the 20th, and then what's the other date in D.C.?
Okay, we have 0404 me this Sunday, this so-called Easter Sunday. We're going to be right out there marching in the spirit of what we are doing against those that would assassinate the Honorable Dr. Martin Luther King Jr., and we're going to be there in the name of Black Panther education, Black Panther politics, our own black government, and anything else necessary to get our revolution on in a manner that we will not team up with the crack at this hour.
Black Power.
There's no sign
black
that
power.
He's willing to team up
black
with
power.
At all. There's no sign or symbol anywhere in America with the 3KCA America. We don't see no white man align himself up with us for our freedom. And we want this freedom, Dr. King said, we have to take your goddamn freedom, take your emancipation, and take your liberation and manage it for yourself. This white man not going to give it to you. Black Power?
Black Power. So I want to say to all the Black Panthers out in D.C. and Atlanta, keep doing the good work. I will be seeing y'all real soon when y'all come down here. But like I said, we all going to be strong in the nation. And God bless everybody, and assalamu alaikum, and back to my main man, Black Power Radio.
Black Power, and wa alaikum wassalam, my brother. As formerly said, wa alaikum wassalam, wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. That means may the peace and blessings of Allah be unto you and his mercy. That's right. You want the peace, you want the blessing, and the mercy of Allah. Wa rahmatullahi, that's the mercy. As-salam, the peace,
Oleikum be unto you. Warakma. That why is a conjunction. Warakma and his mercy. So like wabarakatu and the blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala be unto you. And that's what we're asking for, all the peace and the blessings that you can get and all the mercy from Allah that is necessary to aid us out of this strange and peculiar social, political circumstances with economic ramifications that they intend enslavement 100% even at this late hour, at this very crucial hour. He still wants to seek enslavement for the black man 100%. We're here to free you from the yokes that bind you, free you from every form of social and political and physical enslavement, psychological and emotional enslavement. We're here to free the black man 100%. Oh, my, don't you know we're on the case? So we thank you so much for everyone for joining us. And now we got that love. What are we going to do with it? Black power. Black power. Freedom at Shepherd's Farm. Freedom at the Big Chair. Freedom at Martin Luther King. And freedom at Malcolm X. Freedom at Dr. Conrad at this time. And freedom at Hakeem at the Bible. As we embrace each other.
Now that we found love, what are we going to do?
Lead us, teach, and guide.
messed up, but the one that got away. One we left for dead, yeah, the one we gotta say. Framed by the pigs way back in Jersey. The only thing you really free to do is serve. When you fight for your rights and you stand, watching for the man, pouring drugs in your land, guns in your hand. Yes, Mando, I'ma tell, bro. Don't he open any letters, hit this with a COINTELPRO bro. Whips and chains, whips and chains. Sitting around waiting for the shit to change. Your point finger's not at, just whips complain. Started in fight, just to strip the blame. Kids getting off for murder, nobody pushing it further. Bunch of lost sheep out here looking for a herder. Killed off our leaders with a fucking respect. Violence need to be the only thing you respect. I watch news clips today. America had always got some shit to say. Terror breeds terror. Just drop bombs, some mothers and their kids. Yeah, just today. But shit, I don't wanna talk right now. Took another bullet to my heart right now. So Bobby cut my neck so they wouldn't shoot their weapons. Seen his mama get the news. Yeah, it's all right now. Now whips and chains, whips and chains. The American way, slaying whips and chains. Kill Martin, but you'll never get a soda. Kill Malcolm, but you'll never get a soda. Whips and chains, whips and chains. The American way, slaying whips and chains. Kill Bobby, but you'll never get a soda. Kill Fred, but you'll never get a soda. Crips and blood, Crips and thugs. Nobody kill their brother, nigga, just because you created these conditions. Racism, segregation in LA. Fed kids on the spoons with the hate. Chase the Panthers out of state. Whoa, run, go inside a run. Tortured that woman in a cell. Broke her out of jail. Now you wanna spread propaganda, but we woke up. No more for you to spell. Devils go to hell. Fred Hampton, the inner city. Building unity with gangs. They working with it. CIA did everything they could to flood the hoods with heroin. At the same time, passed away our heroines. But I don't wanna talk right now. Took another bullet to my heart right now. Drug Fred fell asleep inside his bed. Then they shot him dead, bottle in a sack. Yeah, it's all right now. Now whips and chains, whips and chains. The American way, plays whips and chains. Kill Bobby, but you'll never get a stutter. Kill Fred, but you'll never get a stutter. Whips and chains, whips and chains. The American way, plays whips and chains. Kill Sophie, but you'll never get a stutter. Kill Huey, but you'll never get a stutter. Kill King, kill X, kill Fred. She escaped, you put a bounty on her head. Poison water in the air and the food. We already dead, so what else we got to lose? Once we realize the power that we have as a people and put our minds together, we unite to defeat you. Question lies, defeat you. No conform to authority, cause under uniforms, human bonds, I bleed to. No justice, no peace, what the people say. The indigo's finna go rise and lead the way. 154 cops, but where's that for Trayvon, Grant Rice, Mike Brown, and Freddie Gray? I don't wanna talk right now. Took another bullet to my heart right now. Everybody's
gone,
now they wanna start
and
touch us about the revolution, yeah, it's about to start right now.
I have advocated, and I still advocate, revolutionary changes in the structure and in the principles that govern the United States. I advocate self-determination for my people and for all oppressed people inside the United States. I advocate an end to capitalist exploitation, the abolition of racist policies, the eradication of sexism, and the elimination of political repression. If that is a crime, then I am totally guilty.
Whips and chains, whips and chains. The American way, slaves, whips and chains. Kill Martin, but you'll never get a stutter. Kill Malcolm, but you'll never get a stutter. Whips and chains, whips and chains. The American way, slaves, whips and chains. Kill Fred, but you'll never get a stutter. Kill Huey, but you'll never get a stutter.
We'll be right back. but now it looks like things are finally coming around. I know we've got a long, long way to go, and where we'll end up, I don't know. But we'll let nothing hold us back. We're putting ourselves together, we're polishing up our act. And if you've ever been held down before, I know you refuse to be held down anymore. And if you're trying to make it, they only push you aside. They really don't have nowhere to go. Ask them where they're going, they don't know. But we won't let nothing hold us back. We're gonna put our shirts together, gonna polish up our act. Well, and if you've ever been held down before, I know you refuse to be held down anymore.
Miss you, miss you, miss you, miss you, miss you.
Oh, Lord.
Miss you. Jones. We got a thing going on. We both know that it's wrong, but it's much too strong to let it go now. We meet every day at the same cafe, 6:30, and no one knows you'll be there. Holding hands, making all kinds of plans, while the jukebox plays Mrs. Jones, we got a thing going on. We both know that it's wrong, but it's much too strong to let it go. We don't build our hopes up too high, 'cause she's got her own obligations, and so do I. Me and Mrs. Jones. But it's much too strong to let it go now. Well, it's time for us to believe it. It hurts so much, it hurts so much inside. Now she'll go her way, and I'll go mine. Tomorrow we'll meet the same place, the same time. Me and
together, and we'll get it undone. Someday, things are gonna be easier. Ooh, child, things will be brighter.
Met mom, made a crossbreed from the sex with the all these god genes are molecular. He just called me through the cellular.
Stories of antiquity, see that bottom's a beam of light. That only children born with special psychic powers see at night. But in these modern times, in the doctor's eyes, if you speak of me, you're schizophrenic or have DID. If you know me now, you're the lunatic that imaginary people seek to meet. Pig shelling ACID, so I sold them lysergic dithalamine. I decide with cryptic adamine. I gave sex advice to David Carradine. And my monster or a moon star? Old spirit in a new body, you're an old nigga in a used car, in the old earth is the new Mars. Girls sinning, sinning girls get to sing gals at the nude bar. I'm too charged, trying to buy my mama own planet with a huge jar. Ooh Lord, save me. Do a shroom, then I go to church. Ooh my baby, is that a pussy? You're an open purse. Told the nurse, check my photo first. While you down there, make sure that my boner works. I was created to throw the earth.
God body, so I know my worth. Wrote a perp, then I broke the wall. Made my Marcus Garvey post a smirk. Took the tablets, I was Moses first. Grow a human from the holy dirt. Boil, boil, win a royal oil. Bring a chicken back to life, I know it works. All I see is birds, Michael Jackson with an open shirt. I had an epileptic seizure before I wrote this verse. They tried to tell me that my melanin mean that my soul is cursed.
Love your brother. Love your brother. Love your mother. Love your brother. Love your brother.